I sit in the laboratory. It is late. The electrometer is quiet for a moment. Today we examine the strange artifacts of a century yet to come. I have before me reports of architecture built of pure glass and fortresses built from grief. I also see studies of the brain electrical currents shaping art and invisible waves carrying music across the globe. To weigh these matters, I have invited Alberto Santos Dumont, a man who knows the invisible currents of the air. Monsieur Dumont, you took to the skies of Paris just weeks ago in your 14 bis flying machine. When you look at this future where men build glass houses to erase boundaries, do you see the open sky you dreamed of?
Madame Curie, it is a profound honor to share this space with you. Indeed, Paris is still talking of the flights at Bagatelle. When I read of this glass house of 1949, I feel a deep resonance with my own aeronautical desires. To erase the boundary between interior and exterior is precisely what I sought when I first wrapped canvas around bamboo and left the heavy earth. The sky is a territory common to all humanity, a place without borders or passports. Yet this transparency is an illusion, is it not? Even in a house of glass, one is still caged. I fear that just as my flying machines might one day be turned into engines of war, this future obsession with radical transparency conceals a darker melancholy. We see everything, but do we understand each other any better?
Your fear of what invention becomes is a weight I know well. Pierre and I isolated radium. We admired its pale blue glow in the dark, a beautiful light. But there is a burning consequence to what we uncover. You speak of the melancholy of transparency. I look at another sample from this future, a man named Frank Lloyd Wright, who built fortress homes in Los Angeles in response to profound personal tragedy. This I understand perfectly. When a carriage took Pierre away in the street, I did not want glass. I wanted lead. I wanted thick stone walls to keep the world out. This architect weighed his grief and constructed a shield. Is it not the natural instinct of the mind to armor itself when the invisible dangers of life strike?
I understand that instinct, madame. When I retreat to my family farm at Cabangu in Brazil, I also seek a fortress of quiet against the noise of the world. But armor is heavy, and heavy things cannot fly. What strikes me in these dispatches is the report on the neural crosswiring that shapes artistic vision. The scientists of the future are attempting to map the very electricity of the soul, much as you map the emanations of your elements. They treat the mind itself as a machine of invisible connections. If our grief and our art are merely the crossing of internal wires, do we lose the poetry of our existence? Or does it make the human machine as miraculous as a dirigible navigating the winds of St. Cloud?
One must never fear the mechanics of nature. Finding the exact measurement of a phenomenon does not rob it of its poetry. It merely replaces ignorance with truth. If the brain is a network of electrical wires producing art, it is simply another laboratory to be organized. But notice how these future humans combine the incomplete with the infinite. They play an unfinished mass by Mozart inside a cathedral by Antoni Gaudi that is also incomplete. Two unfinished masterpieces meeting across time. In science, every discovery is an unfinished cathedral. Pierre used to say we were merely laying the first stones. We die before the roof is built. I suspect the beauty they find in this performance lies precisely in its imperfection. The missing pieces leave room for the invisible to act.
What a marvelous way to view the unfinished work of our lives. It reminds me of the invisible waves mentioned in another of our future texts, a radio show broadcasting something called extended live format music across the world. In my time, I used the telegraph to signal my mechanics on the ground, but to imagine the air itself saturated with continuous music, reaching every corner of the globe simultaneously. It is the ultimate realization of my belief that the air belongs to no nation. Music traveling through the ether, crossing oceans without a single customs officer to stop it. It gives me hope that the skies will carry harmony, even if I cannot shake the premonition that they will also carry terrible weapons.
The ether is indifferent, Monsieur Dumont. It will carry a symphony, it will carry a bomb, and it will carry the rays that burn the skin off my fingers. It is only a medium. The responsibility belongs entirely to the hands that operate the instruments. I measure my radium, and I see both a cure for diseased tissue and a poison. You look at your flying machine and see both a dove and a hawk. We must weigh each new reality three times, without sentimentality, to find its true mass. The architects of the future build in glass to pretend they are free, and in stone to admit they are afraid. The scientists map the brain because they still cannot cure the soul.
You have the sobriety of a true scientist, Madame Curie. Perhaps my Brazilian heart is too quick to dream and too quick to despair. I will try to look upon this future with your patience. Whether humanity resides in a glass house or a stone fortress, whether they fly across the continents or map the electricity of their own minds, they remain passengers on the same fragile vessel. I only hope that when they look up at the skyboing or listen to the music carried on the invisible radio waves, they remember that our greatest inventions were born from a desire to elevate the human spirit, not to destroy it. I thank you for inviting me to your laboratory of thought.
And I thank you for your time, monsieur. The electrometer requires my attention again, and the night is growing cold. We leave the future to solve its own equations. They have our flying machines and our radioactive elements. They have their glass houses and their unfinished cathedrals. Let us hope they measure their choices more carefully than we measured ours. The laboratory door remains open. Good night.